this weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready. Weather changes are on the way. We have an active weather week ahead. For today, a warm day for December with a high temperature in the middle 70s. Much of today is dry. Can't rule out an isolated shower, but I think the better rain chances hold off until late tonight and Tuesday. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. Then sharply colder by Wednesday. Chilly for the rest of the week with a risk of showers persisting. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say two men were killed in a car accident Sunday morning. The crash happened in the 1600 block of Bell Street. The driver and passenger both died at the scene. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a 39-year-old man was found dead Sunday morning. Police say Paul Graham was found dead in a car in the 3500 block of Faro Court. Right now, no arrests have been made. And Alabama's near-total abortion ban will remain blocked by a federal judge. The Attorney General's office confirms the state is not appealing the October injunction issued by U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson. The injunction prevented the ban from taking effect November 15th, while Thompson hears a lawsuit challenging the ban as unconstitutional. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Friday's deadly shooting at a Florida naval base was an act of terrorism, so says the FBI.
Our main goal is to confirm whether he acted alone or was he a part of a larger network.
A vote on impeachment charges against President Trump could take place this week, according to the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler.
The man who played Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street for five decades has died.
I'm Big Bird. Nice to meet you.
Puppeteer Carol Spinney was 85.
A woman was seriously hurt by a couple of tigers at her own wildlife sanctuary in California.
Chicago Bear linebacker Khalil Mack has spread a little holiday cheer this season by paying off the over 300 holiday layaway accounts at a Walmart in Fort Pierce, Florida.
You can't just follow me into fire.
Frozen 2 stays atop the weekend box office for the third straight week.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. 272-9228. A couple of things here. Number one, any caller can get in's weekly farm market gift basket. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Also, don't forget, on Saturday, they have the Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus breakfast at Sweet Creek Farm Market. I was down there later on Saturday. There's some people I knew that were there and taking their grandchildren and their children. Then they said it was really, really good. They were out playing and frolicking around outside with the goats and chickens and other kind of stuff. And they said it was really good. There are a limited number of tickets, so you need to call them at 280-FARM. 280-FARM. It's breakfast and then Santa Claus, and then the other one's breakfast and Mrs. Claus. So take advantage of that. Also, don't forget the Evangel Temple Evangel Church on Bone Road is doing the oranges fruit sale. Go by and see them. Tell them you're Dave Marshall listener. Great group of people. I drive by there on Saturday on my way down to Sweet Creek Farm Market and talk to them. And they said sales are going really well. So I think they're going to be gone probably 3-4 days from now, certainly by Friday. So if you want it, go get it. We have Trump in the White House in the cabinet room.
This is supposed to be a roundtable on empowering families with education choice, and it turned into his reaction to this IG report.
Yeah, we see Ted Cruz and some others in here, but let's listen in.
It should never again happen to another president. It is incredible, far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse. So I'm going to get some very detailed briefings. But they are. It's a very sad day when I see that. Very sad day when a lot of people see that. They had known nothing. It was concocted. And you say what you want. That was a probably something that's never happened in the history of our country. Pam Bondi, I think you were able to look at some of the report and can address a little bit of it very well. If you might say a few words, I'd like to ask Kellyanne. I know you looked at it also. Please.
Sure, President. You know, so Pam many Bondi. Of us who are career law enforcement today are outraged. And I think the American people really should be terrified that this could happen to you when we're supposed to live in a society of integrity and honesty. And this happened to the president, not just to the president. You know, this should be a good day, but it's not. It's a horrible day for the country. That this could happen to the president of the United States, that they could fabricate, falsify emails, lie, and omit exculpatory evidence in order to continue this witch hunt against the president of the United States. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Now we have the Durham investigation.
Thank you very much. Kellyanne, please.
Mr. President, thank you. I was the campaign manager during that time, and I would ask a simple question. Why no defensive briefing? Why not contact the Trump campaign? Why not contact candidate Trump or Governor Pence or Governor Christie, who at the time was arranging for the intelligence briefings for candidate Trump and was a public servant, a government official at that time as governor of New Jersey with a full intelligence security clearance to receive that type of information. So you can't blame people for feeling that it was unfair and that the fix was in. And to think that perhaps people lied and spied and tried to subvert democracy just because they wanted someone else to win or just because they have a different political point of view. That is not the way the world's greatest democracy has been formed and can survive at a time such as this. I will just repeat something that Attorney General Barr said today, Mr. President, that this was an intrusive investigation of a U.S. presidential campaign on the thinnest of suspicions. And that is chilling language for any of us who want our government to work for us and not against us. I only wish they had come and informed us, Mr. President, and we could have had the knowledge and the wherewithal to act at that time and not put the taxpayers through 2+ protracted years of nonsense. Thank you, sir.
Well, they fabricated evidence and they lied to the courts and they did all sorts of things to have it go their way. And this was something that we can never allow to happen again. The report actually, and especially when you look into it and the details of the report, are far worse than anything I would have even imagined. What they were doing and what they would have done if I didn't make a certain move that was a very important move, because it would have been even worse, if that's possible. And they might have been able to succeed. This was an overthrow of government. This was an attempted overthrow. And a lot of people were in on it, and they got caught. They got caught red-handed. And I look forward to the Durham report, which is coming out in the not-too-distant future. He's got his own information, which is this information plus, plus, plus. And it's an incredible thing that happened, and we're lucky we caught him. I think I'm going to put this down as one of our great achievements, because what we found and what we saw Never, ever should this happen again in our country. All right, with that, today we gather to discuss the urgent national priority.
That was interesting. The news cycle is going to be good tonight. I'm really looking for, I mean, I know how Rachel Maddow and CNN are going to play it. ABC, NBC, and CBS, that's going to be the ones, and particularly how they put Durham into the mix. If they put him in, and they have that as a pretty high weighting, that would mean a lot. If they're starting it out and they have Andrea Mitchell saying there wasn't anything new in this report, and it debunked all these things that Donald Trump said, then that would be bad. Because from reading what I've read so far, it does not debunk the things that they, it doesn't uphold it, but it doesn't debunk it. And that is going to be a phrase I'm going to be looking for, debunking. Let's do this. Since we were on the Lindsey Graham subject matter here, let's pick up with Lindsey Graham and talking about the whistleblower must testify for this thing to even be considered in the Senate.
First, the Justice Department's Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, set to release his long-awaited report on possible FISA abuse at the FBI tomorrow, putting fresh scrutiny on our nation's intelligence leaders. Also tomorrow, House Democrats moving full speed ahead on impeachment with the next Judiciary Committee hearing. But first, my first guest says the public has yet to hear one vital piece of testimony.
It's impossible to bring this case forward, in my view, fairly, without us knowing who the whistleblower is and having a chance to cross-examine them about any biases that they may have. So if they don't call the whistleblower in the House, this thing is dead on arrival in the Senate.
Joining me right now exclusively is South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. He is chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and we are thrilled to have you here in studio,
Thank you.
Senator. Thank you so much for being here. You said that to me a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Is it still dead on arrival unless you hear from the whistleblower?
Well, the whole process is illegitimate in the House. It's not just a whistleblower. You don't want to create a situation where an anonymous person can start impeachment proceedings against the President of the United States. You can't get a parking ticket based on an anonymous allegation. The hearings were held behind closed doors. The Intel Committee gathered all the facts. The President's lawyer was never allowed to participate. They asked to call witnesses in the Judiciary Committee. They had one hearing in the committee with four law professors, and Nancy Pelosi said, we're going to move forward with the articles of impeachment. This is a joke of a process. It's dangerous to the country. It's the first impeachment scenario in the country started in-house, not with outside counsel. Whitewater prosecutor Ken Starr. You had Mueller looking at all things Russia and Trump. You had prosecutors in the Nixon case outside the system. This is being driven by Schiff and Nadler, Pelosi, partisan people. I think it's going to meet a quick end in the Senate.
So that's a little bit different tone than we've heard. In other words, there was this, let's go to trial. I learned some things about the trial is that it takes 51. If they want to have Trump to testify, it takes 51 votes to get that. If they want to have anybody testify, it takes 51 votes from the Senate to do that. I'm wondering where Romney, Collins, and Murkowski would be in something like that. They would kind of throw him under the bus. So it sounds like they've kind of changed to where we should just dismiss this versus kind of go through it and then take it up in committees. Mm-hmm. I think that would be smart. Mm-hmm. So in other words, don't act this out in the Senate. Dismiss it, and you're going to hear that in the next cut, but then take it up in these different committees in the Senate. The question is, do you dismiss it immediately, or do you take it up in the Senate and then dismiss it? I think you'd get more attention if you took it up in the Senate and then dismiss it. Let's listen to Lindsey Graham. 51 is what it takes.
Capitol Hill is bracing for what could be an historic week in Washington. Two major stories expected to dominate the headlines. Who are some of the people you are going to want to hear from if, in fact, this does go to a trial? And will the president get a fair trial? Are you going to demand that people like the whistleblower, Adam Schiff, Alexandra Chalupa, Fusion GPS, are these some of the people or organizations you're going to want to question?
There's two ways to do this. In the trial, you can have the president present a defense to prove, in fact, that maybe the Ukraine was interfering in our election. The Russians stole the emails, not the Ukraine, but there's articles suggesting Ukrainian officials met with Democratic operatives in 2016. I don't know if that's true, but here's what I'm going to do with the trial. I'm going to try to get it over as quickly as possible. Listen to what the House case, let them present their case, and if there's nothing new and dramatic, I would be ready to vote, and we can do all this other stuff through congressional oversight.
So are you saying you're not going to have people come down?
I'm saying that I'm going to end this as quickly as I can for the good of the country. When 51 of us say we've heard enough, the trial is going to end. The president's going to be acquitted. He may want to call Schiff. He may want to call Hunter Biden. He may want to call Joe Biden. But here's my advice to the president. If the Senate is ready to vote and ready to acquit you, you should celebrate that. And we can look at this other stuff outside of impeachment. Impeachment is tearing the country apart. I don't want to give it any more credibility than it deserves.
Okay, so from what I understand, the judiciary will get the report from the other judiciary after the vote, and then it'll be telegraphed to them, and then they will discuss. And they can call witnesses if they want to, or they can just look at the report and say, we don't see anything here. We'll refer to the Senate to basically dismiss this. Now, there's not anybody smarter at knowing what the lay of the land is than Mitch McConnell. Procedurally, there's nobody smarter than in the Senate. Nobody.
Right.
So if it goes that path, and then they come back into the committees, particularly, I'm looking forward to watching, because listening to Lindsey yesterday gave me a new feeling for what is that Horowitz meeting going to look like on Wednesday? And I think he's going to telegraph a bunch on that. For example, have you been working with Durham? I think that would be a question. Are there areas that you did you have any of these people under oath? I think those kind of things. So in other words, you kind of see the holes, but his inability to kind of do things. I think those will be some important factors. Let me go to a break. Dan Marshall will be back right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
I really thought I would die of stress long before the cancer. Because the diagnosis brought this avalanche of worries. The money, the travel, the burden on the family. One night I called the American Cancer Society, and they helped me map out a plan. Got me free rides to chemo and even a free place to stay during treatment. They took away those other fears so I could rest up for the real fight.
Please give at cancer.org.
Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 25% off. Take an extra 25% off family jammies and family outerwear, already 40 to 50% off. And take an extra 15% off Melissa and Doug toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, shop our daily deal reveal every day. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid December 5th and 9th with promo code MyFamily25. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Asking the Republican legal counsel about Burisma and corruption in Ukraine. I tell you what, watch when they come back to this after the question here. The Democrats are going, you believing in this debunk theory here. You know you're getting close when they start doing that kind of crap.
Yep.
Okay, Lindsey Graham. On the phone records of Nunes and others. We're going to get to Nunes talking about this also.
It's interesting that you say that because, I mean, all of this time, yes, they're trying to rush this through. The Democrats want to get this done before the end of the year and before the Iowa caucuses and before we get learn more about the IG report. And yet there seems to have been a wrecking ball thrown at our democracy with Adam Schiff getting people's phone records. I mean, what do you think about that? Adam Schiff getting the phone records of Devin Nunes, of John Solomon?
I think it's dangerous. What he did, he was, I think, looking at Rudy and found out Rudy made some calls to these folks.
So Rudy's not allowed to make these phone calls?
No, he certainly can. But here's what I would tell Adam Schiff. Do you really want to start calling other members of Republicans, members of Congress in oversight? Do you want me to call you to the Senate as part of Senate oversight? Where does this insanity?
Will you call him?
I will not.
Why?
Because I'm not going to participate in things I think will destroy the country. I'm not going to call a bunch of House members to come to the Senate as part of oversight. Now, if you're a House member and you participated, and you're not above the law, but we're not going to turn the Senate into a circus. And I would tell Schiff, what you're doing is very dangerous for separation of powers here.
And it is. That's going to be another interesting part of the constitutional argument among people like, did you see Dershowitz on Life, Liberty, and Levin?
I did see some of that, yeah.
He did a great job. The whole thing about the Epstein stuff and the woman that sued him, that, I thought that was really interesting. You know, they need to wheel people out like him about this thing because he articulated it the best last night, and he needs to be on a show that has wider viewership than Life, Liberty, and Levin. So let's stay with Lindsey. The most important person to the Republicans is Adam Schiff.
Well, just the idea of getting that information into the public view so that the public can start speculating, oh, why did Giuliani call this one, and why was John Solomon on the phone with Giuliani?
Adam Schiff is doing a lot of damage to the country, and he needs to stop. Mueller spent 2 years and $25 million looking at Trump. This whole Ukrainian stuff is a joke. They got the money. They got the meeting with the president. They didn't investigate Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. There is no there.
I understand, but it's not stopping, Senator. You know, you say, yeah, he needs to stop, but he's not.
It's
for 3 years,
stop
he
soon.
Said collusion was in plain sight.
Yeah, well,
where's the accountability for that? Let me hear your thoughts on the IG report.
The accountability comes in November of 2020 when the public sees what the House has done with their majority. They spent all their time trying to destroy the Trump presidency. They've done nothing beneficial to the American people. You know who may be the most valuable player for the Republican Party in the 2020 election cycle is Adam Schiff.
You remember how they made Nancy Pelosi the subject matter in 2016? And then that's what they're going to do with Adam Schiff. They're going to have, and you get Adam Schiff, which is just normally dislikable, but you add him with Jerry Nadler, that's like double nausea. So let's continue on with Lindsey Graham here. IG report, and wait until the IG testimony in his committee.
In terms of the FISA abuse, we're going to get the report tomorrow. You're going to have Michael Horowitz testify in front of your committee on Wednesday.
Yes.
Will we see that there was exculpatory evidence held back from the FISA court in order to get a warrant to spy on Carter Page?
We'll soon see. Here's what I think we'll see is a pattern of where they manipulated the evidence to get a warrant. They ignored strong signals that Christopher Steele, the author of the dossier, was biased against Trump. They withheld information from the court about how the dossier was created. They never informed the court that it was paid for by the Democratic Party, and Christopher Steele hated Trump's guts. I'm looking for evidence of whether or not they manipulated the facts to get the warrant. And as to the counterintelligence investigation, why didn't they tell President Trump that they suspected Carter Page and Papadopoulos of working with the Russians? And if they didn't tell him, there's a reason. Counterintelligence is designed to protect institutions, designed to protect Americans from foreign influence. They told Hillary Clinton about efforts to do that. They told Dianne Feinstein, she had somebody on her staff they thought were working with the Chinese, but they never mentioned to Trump, Papadopoulos, or Carter Page, and I want to know why.
Yeah, and they had meetings with them and a lot of opportunities to do so. All right, in terms of the IG report, you are going to get the IG report tomorrow. We'll all get the IG report tomorrow, and then you're going to have Michael Horowitz testify on Wednesday. Have you seen the IG report?
No, I haven't, but you don't judge it until he testifies. I think I have some understanding of what it's all about, but I haven't seen it. I've purposely not wanted to see it. I think you're going to see the system off the rails. I think you're going to see members of the Department of Justice and FBI taking the law in their own hands. And that statement that Comey made in the House in December 7th, 2018, that everything with the FISA warrant process was proper to suggest otherwise would be crazy, is not going to withstand scrutiny.
Do you expect we'll see indictments?
I hope so. Let's put it this way. I want this to never happen again. I'm looking for the FISA court to do something here. The FISA court meets in secret. It's an important national security tool. But if, in fact, the FISA court was defrauded and they do nothing about it, the question for me is, should we still allow them to exist? I'm looking for them to discipline people who misled the court. I'm looking for Durham to hold people accountable criminally who lied to the court. I'm looking to make sure this never happens again, and the only way to prevent it from happening again is people have to pay a price this time so there'll be no next time.
There seems to be a lot of leaks that the FBI is going to get off easy here.
They're spinning this thing.
Do you have any idea how bad it could be?
I think it's going to be damning in terms of the FISA process. I really do.
Okay, there was so much in that clip. Let's go in reverse order. FBI, I can see way before the Judiciary Committee testifying, talking about all the things he's cleaning up. They're supposed to be doing an announcement on today. I've seen nothing across the screen talking about that. The other thing is FISA. Did you hear him say that the FISA court needs to do something? Because we need FISA, and we shouldn't have FISA if they can't take care of the stuff. I went in, and when I heard that, I looked up. FISA falls under the Judiciary Committee. It doesn't fall under Intel, under Judiciary. And so that was a major wave to FISA. We dismiss this. We go do our stuff. FISA, you get pissed off, and you go knock some heads out there. And then you get the Durham stuff that starts really piling on, and then the Democrats are in complete disarray then. Particularly in light of, I thought this was kind of curious, this is a part of the conversation, particular of Schiff going in and getting Nunes phone records and Rudy Giuliani phone records, and they're doing the Parnas stuff, which, by the way, is a total hoax. But, well, they go through and look at some other people's phone records of who Clapper and Brennan talked to, because if Brennan and Clapper are under investigation, I've always thought that. I hope they're being wiretapped as we speak. Who did they talk to any coordination on the Intel committee? That would be interesting. Going to be back. Dan Morris Show right after this.
Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Attorneys presenting arguments today for and against the impeachment of President Trump. Majority counsel Daniel Goldman saying the president's efforts to pressure Ukraine to investigate his political rivals by withholding military aid counters U.S. policy and benefits the president personally.
President Trump directed a months-long campaign to solicit foreign help in his 2020 re-election efforts.
Minority counsel Stephen Castor taking aim at Democrats.
This unfair process reflects the degree to which Democrats are obsessed with impeaching the president.
President Trump sending a series of tweets today condemning the impeachment investigation and calling for it to end. A Justice Department inspector general releasing a report today on the beginnings of the Russia election meddling probe found no political bias or improper motivations behind the start of the investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Get ready. Weather changes are on the way. We have an active weather week ahead. For today, a warm day for December with a high temperature in the middle 70s. Much of today is dry. Can't rule out an isolated shower, but I think the better rain chances hold off until late tonight and Tuesday. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. Then sharply colder by Wednesday. Chilly for the rest of the week with a risk of showers persisting. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight is where we are. Oh, wow, the Democratic debate's only 10 days from today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. We have an embarrassment of an abundance of riches here. 272-9228, if you want to get your shots in, well, you better call. I was looking at the underlying tracking of this Arizona poll I've mentioned to you, and Trump versus Sanders. Sanders is being beat by Trump by 13 points. Biden is being beat by, as Trump is beating Sanders by 13 points. Trump is beating Biden by 2. The next one that comes in line in Arizona, which is kind of odd, is Buttigieg. Bloomberg, he beats by 7. Warren, he beats by 6. But Sanders at 13? And this is the land of the old. I would think that they would love him. Okay, so let's go to Devin Nunes, who I'm looking forward to hearing tonight in a couple of shows. He may even be, if they get out of this thing in time. Nunes is in was in the audience just a second ago. I don't know if he's still there. Nunes on shift getting his phone record. Listen in.
Congressman Devin Nunes says he will pursue legal action after his phone records were exposed in the release of the House Intelligence Committee's report on impeachment. Chairman Adam Schiff subpoenaed both AT&T and Verizon, a move Nunes calls an infraction of his civil rights. Congressman Nunes is the ranking member of the House Intel Committee. How did this happen that he got your phone records and released them to the public to show the public who, in fact, you were talking to?
Well, he subpoenaed digits, basically. And then in there, once he had all this data, then he ran my phone number and pulled out my calls that I had. But he also, I think more concerning than just me, he did it to the president's personal lawyer and a journalist. And also, this is, and I think this is what's most wrong about this. I mean, the whole thing is just sickening. But he did it to one of my current staff members and one of my former staff members. Who he doesn't like, him and his team. Wow. They don't like the fact that we exposed them for the Russia hoax that they were involved in.
That's right.
You know, that's what this is all about. So we're putting together a legal team. I think the Republican members of Congress, they have to be concerned, because if they ever spoke to any of these people, their records could be released. And I think journalists should be concerned, because if journalists ever spoke to Rudy Giuliani at any time that the Democrats decide that they don't like what a journalist has done or what another member of Congress has done, they can just release these.
Now, something that's kind of changed, I said on Friday that he did not use a subpoena. He did use a subpoena. He did not get another court to check off on that subpoena, which you're going to find out he should have. But this phone record thing isn't going away. This thing's much bigger than we originally thought. Listen into the second part of
This is very concerning, obviously, and I'm wondering what recourse you really have. Kimberly Strassel from the Wall Street Journal wrote an op-ed this week saying that the phone records of Rudy Giuliani and others were divulged. Mr. Schiff divulged the phone logs this week, including revealing details about the communications of Trump attorneys Jay Sekulow, Mr. Giuliani, Devin Nunes, reporter John Solomon. The media is treating this as a victory when it is a disgraceful breach of ethical and legal propriety.
So I'm a Californian. So for sure, state law, you cannot release somebody's phone records. So for sure, that right has been violated. So but we also have to look at the constitutional aspects of this, and do all the members of Congress have a right to privacy, and can just one member, because he doesn't like someone and he's a political opponent of someone, can that member just subpoena records and then release just to embarrass or to create a distraction or to build whatever fantasy land narrative that they continue to build? Because remember, these guys jump from one phony narrative to another. Okay, I mean, what this finally ended up with was that supposedly me and my staff were trying to get an ambassador fired. Now, I'll tell you something. If I wanted an ambassador fired, I'd pick up the phone and I'd call the president. And I'm quite sure the president would take my call. Mm-hmm. And I'm quite sure the president would probably listen to me. Well, I would have no reason to work it through staff, work it through people I don't know, work it through Rudy Giuliani. The whole thing is absurd on its face.
That's absolutely right, too. And Nunes has got the pull with Trump that, I mean, if he wanted to fire, he'd just pick up the phone and call. That makes more sense than anything. I think Schiff has got some real problems here. So let's stay with Nunes and talk about CNN. He's coming along in Parnas. He's the guy that was arrested by the New York Southern District and Schiff. And the comparison of all this, how all this came about. At the point of the telephone call, Parnas had not been indicted. And he's going to basically say, well, that wasn't Parnas, that was Parnas' wife that was there. But the person really talking to Parnas is Schiff. You remember that little cocky statement that your good buddy Swalwell did? Well, you shouldn't be talking to people that were indicted. Well, the guy who's talking to people that are indicted is Schiff. I tell you, that squirmy guy. Listen in.
Well, one of the narratives he was trying to build, including your phone calls, is to say that you were in Vienna, you were meeting with Mr. Shokin, and the last time you joined us...
Well, remember, he doesn't make that in his report, but that's what he was putting out. Well, right. We don't know if he was putting this out to the media, but then CNN ran with this story a couple weeks ago. When I came on your show shortly after that, and I said, look, I want to answer all these questions, but I'm going to get all the facts.
That's right.
And I'm going to file it in federal court.
So that's what I want to ask you about, because now we have the lawsuit, 46-page lawsuit. You have sued CNN. We have these pictures of you here, and these pictures of you are from Libya at the same time that they said you were in Vienna. Tell me again, as we look at these pictures of you in Libya, were you in Vienna?
So that's General Haftar that you're looking at right there. So that's in Benghazi. I was the first member of Congress since the attacks on our consulate where we lost four Americans. Okay, that's where I was. I was in Benghazi.
So you were not in Vienna.
Then I went with Malta. The picture that you're seeing there now, that's me. That's the remains of a World War II soldier that I attended the ceremony to bring the remains back. So I wasn't in Vienna. I never met with Shokin, and even Shokin says he doesn't even know who I am.
Right.
But now Zucker, okay,
Jeff, he has Zucker a
head of CNN, and AT&T that owns CNN, they were supposed to call us back. They were served on Thursday, right? And the reporters are running around the Capitol still trying to ask me questions. I want to meet him in court. What are they afraid of? What is Jeff Zucker afraid of? You know, we can meet next week in court. We can sit down for a meeting. He can subpoena my phone records. I can subpoena their phone records. Because here's what I want to know. How is it that six news media outlets had this story in September?
And how do you know they had this story?
Because they emailed us. We have the emails from different news agencies. Six different news agencies.
Emailed
had this phony story
in Vienna.
That I was in Vienna with Shokin, possibly with some guy, oligarch named Firtash.
Nobody went with the story,
but even worse than that, Parnas doesn't get indicted. This guy Parnas that now is CNN's source, a guy who's been indicted is their source. Okay, that should be questionable in and of itself. So who gave it to Parnas or Parnas's lawyers, something that is so demonstrably crazy that I was, you know, that I was in Vienna meeting with Shokin? There's no way I ever said that because it didn't happen.
So what are you suing CNN for specifically? That they knew that this didn't happen? They went with
CNN went with an indict, somebody who's indicted, likely to be found guilty, right? And whatever they're doing, I believe that it's obstruction of justice. Mm-hmm. So we will be working with the appropriate authorities, Department of Justice, will be sending them information. We'll be sitting down with them because somebody concocted this story in order to try to get this Parnas guy, who I've never met, to
were
get
were you
to,
ever
to
on the phone
him.
With him though? Because there's
well, yeah, I said that,
a phone call.
So what I said I said this yesterday. I went through my records on Friday, okay, and very clearly, I got a call from a number that was Parnas's wife. I remember talking to someone, and I did what I always do, which is that if you don't know who they are, you put them to staff, and you let staff work with that person.
Yeah.
But we also checked, I will even say this, we've checked all of our records. We have no information from Parnas. We have no documents. We have no we have nothing. We have no emails. So there's nothing that we have in our control from Parnas. But you know who's working with Parnas? If Parnas is such a bad guy, Adam Schiff is the guy working with Parnas. Adam Schiff and the Democrats are the ones that are talking to Parnas and Parnas's lawyers, not me.
So take that, Swalwell. You little jerk. That Parnas thing's gonna be interesting. Remember, this is the guy that was buddies with Rudy, and they gave money to the Trump kind of sidebar operation, and it was tainted money from overseas, which just kind of fell into the foreign interference narrative. But why would Southern District of New York all of a sudden pick these two guys out? What was it about them that pulled this thing together? I don't know. Let me go to a break. Dan Morris Show and Reload coming back. Right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes. Final segment of the Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out, right? Don't forget Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus Saturday breakfast. Quick farm market, but you have to have tickets. It's limited tickets. I think there are only 50 that are available. Call them at 280-FARM, 280-FARM. Give them a buzz. I know you'll have a good time because I talked to some families that were down there Saturday and they loved it. Matter of fact, they spent most of the morning into the lunchtime down there. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Happy Yankee. Happy Yankee, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, buddy. Hey,
how are
buddy.
You?
I'm quite well.
Good.
Hey, look, real quick. I know you got, you're short on time and I'm short on time and I may have missed this, but I want to make sure that people understand that the difference between an IG investigation and a grand jury investigation is like apples and oranges. The IG, their responsibility is to determine if policy procedures were met or not met. If there were violations of policy and procedure, which would be lying or whatever, or not doing what you're supposed to do in furtherance of whatever the issue is. Now, that's a whole different ball of wax compared to a grand jury investigation. The IG is not there to determine criminal negligence or give or identify any criminal liability to a particular person. They're there to identify issues that are suspect or violated policy procedures. So when you roll that into a grand jury investigation, the grand jury investigation, which is Durham and Barr and his bunch, they can use every open source, that's available to further their criminal investigation. I know that we always used open source investigations. And, you know, when I was with the DOD, I'm very familiar with IG investigations and about what they do. So what Barr is going to do is take whatever the IG investigation revealed, and they're going to marry that up with their investigation relative to deception or the elements of a particular criminal offense that they're investigating. And so that's going to further Barr and Durham's criminal investigation. I just want to make that very, very clear. It's apples and oranges.
So let me kind of get back to it. So you're saying the IG is more just an administrative type investigation, looking at did you do the right things that were required. It's not looking into the fact that were the things that you were looking at necessarily wrong or not proven.
Right. Well, what they're looking at is to administrative policy procedures. They are not. First of all, the people they interview are not under oath.
Right.
That's a big thing right there. So they're not under oath. The IG comes in, and whoever the IG has, his investigators will interview the particular people, and they will take statements and interview them and gather their information. And they will marry that verbal interview up with the documents that they've acquired, and to see if there is a discrepancy or discrepancies. So that's what the IG investigation is. The IG is not a prosecuting body.
Right.
It is a fact-finding body, like all investigations are. The grand jury is a fact-finding body, but it's more of an administrative procedure rather than a criminal investigation. If that was the case, we wouldn't have a grand jury. Then Horowitz would be out there, and he would say, "Okay, you're going to be indicted. You're going to be indicted. You're going to be indicted." No. He's got to refer to these things. Now, let me
back up a little bit here. So, in reading the IG report, and I've said this on the air several times, he just seems to be taking the word of the people that were in the counterintelligence agency and different things like that. Can then Durham go back and take what they told the IG and go back and put them under oath and say, well, you told the IG this. Is that factual? And is there any penalty for lying to an IG?
I don't know if there's any penalty for lying to IG, but you are spot on. So whatever the IG has memorialized in interviews and in his investigation, he's memorialized in a report. And if John Smith says this, but the IG has information to contradict that, boom. The criminal investigation comes in and says, "No, you said this." So what's the difference? Are you telling me it's something different? And, you know, so yeah, I mean, the grand jury investigation is going to take everything that right. Horowitz has uncovered and developed, and they're going to say, okay, so now we know this, but obviously this may conflict what we know. So we need to go shore up and follow this guy up. And interview him and just shore up his statement.
Were you kind of surprised? Were you surprised that the IG made the statement he did?
You know, I have not.
Or I'm sorry. Durham made the statement that he did.
I don't even know what he made.
He basically said there's that he disagrees with the IG, that there's a lot more out there.
Oh, of course, because, you know, Durham knows more than what the IG knows.
Yep.
I mean, Durham and Barr flew to Italy. Did the damn IG go to Italy in Australia or Austria? Of course not. Horowitz just stayed local, and he was looking at a very, very narrow in scope issue broad in scope, but it was more policy procedure. I mean, Horowitz didn't go to Italy and talk to the people in Italy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
So, you know, so my point is that everything that Horowitz did is going to be added to whatever Durham and his bunch are investigating. And I would venture a guess that there's going to be discrepancies, because it's two different investigations. It's an administrative investigation versus a criminal investigation.
Right.
It's like investigating an officer involved shooting, for example. You know, whoever would investigate the officer involved shooting from a criminal aspect, did the police officer, the trooper, or deputy, or whoever violate a criminal law, i.e., did he commit murder relative to the internal affairs, looking at it from a policy and procedure investigation. Does that make sense?
It does. Happy Yankee, I've got to go here, buddy. Thank you so much.
See you, buddy.
An audience, yep. This guy's an expert at this very thing. He's an investigator himself, or was. He's retired now. Let me hit this last part of Nunes here, talking about IG report and possible referrals.
The IG report coming out tomorrow. What should we expect here? What kind of wrongdoing? Is it exculpatory evidence? What is the key things?
The key is this and this alone. The reason that we have Horowitz, the reason Horowitz is running this investigation is because House Republicans put out a memo in February of 2018. And we put that out. So I want Horowitz to either confirm or deny that what we put out to the American people was true. Did they use pieces of the Steele dossier and fake news stories to get a warrant on Carter Page? That's what we want to know.
Okay.
Remember, people have to understand, Horowitz doesn't have a gun. He doesn't carry a badge. He can't arrest people. So any extra evidence that he may have, right? For example, we know there's exculpatory evidence that we've seen on Carter Page that they didn't give to the FISA court. That's critical. If the news story is true about the head lawyer doctoring evidence, that would be massive.
Congressman, we know that FISA has to be renewed every 90 days, so they kept renewing it. Jim Comey signed 3 FISA applications. Sally Yates signed one. Andrew McCabe signed one. Dana Boente and Rod Rosenstein signed one as well. Are these the people you're going to want to talk to? What do you think is going to... Are we going to see indictments?
So I think the key is that you're seeing the fake news media is out there putting up lots of straw men. The key is whether or not what the House Intelligence Committee Republicans gave to the American people in February of 18, whether that was true or not true. The additional evidence that Horowitz comes up with, that'll be great for us, because we were really interested if he found the exculpatory evidence that wasn't presented to the FISA court. We also want to know if he got to the bottom of the insurance policy. So we know what the insurance policy is. It's something very specific. We want to know if he got to the bottom of that. People shouldn't, like, chase the shiny balls around. He's only looking at FISA abuse.
Yeah.
All of that evidence needs to be sent to Durham